We have a new for this convocation for science, Science A. This basically means the biomed group. And I want to thank Brian Sand and his quintet over here for the other piece of music, sets of music that they've been doing. So let's give them a little hand, too. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and my first task is to take off this extravagant hat. And I'm looking for a receptor in the front row that I can frisbee it to, but I don't. Ah, there's somebody. I'm afraid it would be like Odd Job in Goldfinger. I have one announcement to make. Thank you, class of 2013, for coming together to leave a legacy at McGill before graduating through this class action, 50 Shades of Green. You have raised $12,000 for a green wall that is now in the McLennan Library and will create a healthier environment and a greener one. To celebrate this graduation, the McGill Alumni Association is giving one lucky graduate a $1,500 travel voucher, so stop by the table at the alumni reception to enter the draw. Alumni reception. My second task is to show off this amazing McGill camera that records not only your faces and whether or not you took the World of Chemistry course and passed it, but it also records where you live so we can catch up with you if we need to. And for this group, thank you very much. You hear the piper outside. That means that as soon as they start in the tent, I would ask you to rise for that platform party. The last members to enter will be the principal, chair of the board, and the chancellor. The chancellor is in this gigantic seat here in the middle. It is his show to run, and you will be congratulated as you pass across the stage. Make sure you have your lineup cards. Please make double sure you have them, and watch what happens to the first people that come across, and you will mimic that. So I would ask you, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, please rise for the platform party.
Merci, Monsieur Purdy.
Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. On behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2013 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Faculty of Science. Depuis être devenu chancelier, c'est par habitude que j'ouvre cette cérémonie avec de brèves réflexions et ce ne serait nullement différent aujourd'hui. 18 years ago, Vaclav Havel gave the commencement address at Harvard University. Havel, a Czech playwright, essayist, poet, and dissident, was the ninth and last president of Czechoslovakia, and immediately following became the first president of the Czech Republic. It was a brilliant address which lasted well over an hour and covered a number of important topics. This morning, I just want to touch on one of those topics. What Havel argued was that the main task of politicians is not to ingratiate themselves with the public through the popular decisions they take or their charisma on television. It is not to go on winning elections, thus ensuring themselves a place in the sun until the end of their days. Politicians' roles should be something quite different. It should be to set an example for the public on whose behalf they work. Their responsibility is to think ahead boldly and not to fear the disfavor of the crowd, but to explain over and over, both to the public and their political colleagues, as well as to opposition groups, that politics must do far more than reflect the interests of particular groups or lobbies. In Havel's view, politics ought to be a matter of serving the larger community, which in effect makes it morality in practice. Like Vaclav Havel, I don't believe that a politician who sets out on this seemingly risky path will inevitably jeopardize his or her political survival. This notion of political expediency wrongly assumes that the citizens are always short-sighted and that political success depends on playing to this myopia. That is a very shallow view of human nature and ignores the fact that a conscience slumbers in every human being. Clearly, it is sometimes more dormant than at other times, but it is in their intelligence and fundamental goodwill that we must place our trust. What Vaclav Havel said 18 years ago rings as true today, if not more so, as it did then. We should not blame the political system for being corrupt, indifferent, and beyond our control. Fortunately, we live in a democracy, as do most of you who are graduating today. It allows us all to become involved in any manner we choose, at whatever level, to make things better. In this way, each of us can help to ensure that the society in which we live is more than each of us pursuing our own selfish interests. I would like now to call Professor Heather Monroe Bloom, Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University.
Chancellor, Chairman, Chancellor Emerita, our distinguished honorary degree recipient, Dr. Matthew Maselson, esteemed colleagues, proud family and friends, and graduating class of 2013, bonjour et bienvenue. As Principal and Vice Chancellor of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you here today to the front lawns of our beautiful downtown campus for this spring convocation. I know that some of you here today as guests yourselves graduated on these very lawns. This will be my final convocation season as 16th Principal of McGill University, Every year for more than 10 years, I've had the privilege of seeing you, our McGill students, complete this major chapter in your lives and embark on a new one. Graduating students, today is truly a momentous day in your lives, a day of celebration that we hope you will remember always. Felicitations, savor this special day. As McGill students, you will have worked very hard, without question. You have sacrificed much. But as tough as it may sometimes be to be a McGill student, it is sometimes even tougher to be the family member or closest friend of a McGill student. And so, graduating class, I ask you to join with me in expressing our gratitude to your family and friends who helped you reach this moment. To say thank you is an enriching act. It is so important, in fact, that I'm going to do so myself. Serving McGill, serving you, has been, in every single day, an exceptional honor for me. I've had you, wonderful students, to inspire me. Thank you. I've had an outstanding team of academic and administrative colleagues and volunteers who show unparalleled devotion to McGill and our cause. I thank you. Monsieur Richard Pound, notre chancelier émérite, a souvent dit, vous n'êtes plus la personne que vous étiez à votre arrivée ici. McGill vous change. C'est mon cas, et je sais que c'est également le vôtre. Today is a time to think about the you who walked onto our campus those few years ago, and the you who will walk off our campus later today. Today is a time to reflect on what you will hold on to and what you shall now set aside. I too have a list of things to hold on to remember, and to keep in my heart. I will remember the power of one, the fact that a single person can change the course of events, and in so doing make a positive difference to the lives of others. You, each of you, is such a person. I will remember that I am not alone. Together we are greater than the sum of our parts. Collective effort is the key to progress. Whether tackling personal problems or planetary problems, we are smarter, stronger, better together. I will remember who inspired me, my great aunt Bonnie, who came from a poor, rural, single-parent family in Dust Belt, Illinois, and moved on as a single woman to become a fashion illustrator in New York in the 1930s. She was my girlhood role model for knowing that no matter what your initial circumstances, you can shape a positive path forward for yourself. Remember who gave you strength. Keep them in your heart. I will remember Dean Martin Grant, who sits with us here today. Don't be fooled by Dean Grant's folksy, laid-back demeanor. His standards of academic excellence are legendary, his commitment to his people profound. He's dedicated to his students. We see this in innovative initiatives such as the Soup and Science Lunchtime Research Information Sessions. He's dedicated to his professors. We saw this in his pride when NSERC awarded $5 million to support the newly formed Canadian Field Robotics Network, headed by our terrific colleague, Professor Greg Dudek. And I see this every day in Martin's support of the outstanding people and the hard work necessary to make good things happen. Under Dean Grant's leadership, Team Science has enhanced its connection to the local community with their endowed outreach programs in the Redpath Museum. This past year also saw longtime McGill supporter alumnus Lauren Troche commit a new $15 million gift to support key initiatives in the faculties of science and engineering to strengthen vital research and support to science outreach and public policy. Now in his second mandate, Dean Grant's leadership continues a distinguished history of science at McGill, beginning with the very early courses in biological and physical sciences way back at the inception of the program. Dean Grant, there is no one quite like you. Nobody else mixes impeccable professionalism, intelligence, and high standards with, well, I'm just going to say it, such quirky style, the way that you do. Martin, for all that you have done and do for your great faculty in McGill, I thank you warmly. And now, graduating class of 2013, you are about to join a second family, a family of McGill alumni that includes over 220,000 people worldwide, including our Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, our Chairman Kip Cobbett, our Chancellor Emerita Greta Chambers, and soon Dr. Matthew Maselson. Graduating class, as you leave our convocation ceremony later today, know that as new alumni, as graduates and ambassadors of the university, you will carry the good name of McGill everywhere you go. Please represent us well. We are all part of something bigger than ourselves. Today, graduating class, you are participating in a tradition that is older than this country. McGill has been awarding degrees since 1833. And in the awarding of degrees, we think of all that is possible for each of you, what we hope for you, and for all of humankind. Human endeavor is a miracle. But as a species, there are a few things that we're sometimes not so good at. Politics, for instance. Not Canadians in particular, but the entire human species. As a species, we too often produce political leaders who seek primarily to differentiate themselves from their opponents. In so doing, they generate polarized positions that can be more extreme than what they actually believe. This emphasizes conflict over cooperation and does not serve the greater good. We're also sometimes not so good at religion. Historically, we've shown a tendency to become upset over disagreements in small details of what we claim to be the truth. And this tendency to argue over small details prevents us from seeing the larger good that exists beyond the details, the heart of the matter that we do all share in common. So if we are sometimes bad at politics and sometimes bad at religion, there are many things that our species is exceptionally good at. Art, literature, we've generated stories and art that have entertained and inspired for centuries and indeed millennia. These works of art and literature were created typically by individuals, and it is sometimes in our communal efforts that we fall short. But I said earlier, if we're smarter, stronger, better together, what are the areas of the communal activity in which our species does do brilliantly? Let me speak to one example. A long time ago, a community decided to seek out those of its members who showed evidence of focused intelligence, and they gathered these people in one place and provided them with shelter and nourishment, and encouraged them to pursue their curiosity, their thirst for knowledge, wherever it led them. That was a good idea, but what was even more brilliant was that the community took their young people and put them in the same place, and allowed them to be enriched by their interactions with these focused intelligences, who were themselves enriched by their interactions with the young. When these two ideas came together, supported focused intelligence, interacting with youth, the communities that created this arena prospered and rapidly advanced beyond their neighbors in trade, in prosperity, in their culture, their health, and in the development of a peaceful civil society. And it was such a brilliant creation that once these two ideas came together, the resulting institution gained momentum, moving from generation to generation, enriching every arena in which it arose. It was such a good idea that it outlived politicians and political parties. It outlived whole systems of government. This idea, which we call the university, is the highest achievement that our species has produced. And the communities within which these institutions were first created and supported have become the most successful societies in history, and this remains the case today. In 1808, William Blake published a short poem in which he expressed his aspirations for the spiritual life of his country. I'd like to share the final verse of this poem, which with two or three words changed, expresses my hope for the life of our university, McGill, and our society. Bring me my words of burning gold. Bring me ideas that inspire. Bring me my books, O clouds, unfold. Bring me my chariot of fire. I will not cease from mental fight, nor shall my pen sleep in my hand, till we have raised up our place of learning in this green and pleasant land. Merci beaucoup. Have a great day.
Thank you very much, Madam Principal. I now invite Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, to present Professor Matthew Messelson, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant. Dean Grant.
Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you Professor Matthew Messelson, a distinguished scientist who has made major contributions to our understanding of molecular genetics. Matthew Messelson received his Bachelor of Philosophy in Liberal Arts in 1951 from the University of Chicago and his PhD in Physical Chemistry in 1957 from Caltech. After positions at Caltech as Assistant Professor of Chemistry and Senior Research Fellow in Chemical Biology, he moved to Harvard in 1960, where he's presently the Thomas Studley Cabot Professor of the Natural Sciences. Professor Messelson is known for his experimental work in the study of genetics. One of the initial riddles posed by DNA was their method of replication while preserving information. In beautiful experiments with Frank Strahl via density gradient centrifuge, Professor Messelson demonstrated the semi-conservative replication of DNA, nailing down the central role of DNA in our understanding of genetics. He has also contributed notably to the understanding of the genetic advantages of sexual over asexual reproduction, in addition to whatever other desirability there might be in sexual reproduction. Recently, he has been studying the biology of aging. Matthew Messelson has received many awards for his scientific research. Examples include the 2008 Mendel Medal of the UK Genetic Society, his 2005 election as honorary life member to the National Academy of Sciences, and the 2004 Lasker Award for Special Achievement in Medical Science. In addition, Professor Messelson has been engaged in actively promoting chemical and biological weapons disarmament, a crucial and necessary societal mission. For this, he won the 2002 American Society for Cell Biology's Public Service Award for his dedication over many decades to guiding and informing national policy on issues of deep significance, in particular his concern about and advice to the government on yellow rain and chemical warfare in the 1960s and 70s. The conferral and acceptance of an honorary doctorate is a reflection of shared values of the deepest nature. Professor Messelson is an inspiring role model. His scientific achievements and his passionate commitment to promoting chemical and biological weapons disarmament make us proud of his new association with McGill. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Professor Matthew Messelson that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. Matthew Messelson to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Messelson.
I am honored to be here before you today on this important occasion at McGill, one of the preeminent universities of the world. You young science graduates are fortunate to be entering science at a time of great discovery in many fields. Fortunate also because as scientists, you will enter a worldwide fellowship dedicated to the pursuit of knowledge, bringing you friends not only nearby, but all over the world. I too was fortunate to have entered science at a time of great discovery in biology. A central problem then was to discover the physical basis of heredity. how can the ordinary elements be put together in molecules capable of being replicated? There had previously been two great waves of advance in understanding heredity. The first wave began 113 years ago. That was when Gregor Mendel's paper, although published in a widely accessible journal, reprints sent to a large number of biologists, but ignored for 35 years, was at last recognized in 1900. Mendel's beautiful experiments with garden peas showed that the units of heredity do not blend. Before that, it was thought that when you make a cross, the parental contributions blend like mixing two paints of different color. Blending implied that a beneficial new variation arising in an individual would be diluted out after several generations to the point where the benefit would be diluted away to nothing. The erroneous belief in blending inheritance created a great problem for the theory of evolution by natural selection. If variations blend, rare beneficial variants could never get a foothold in a population. Mendel's discoveries not only cleared the way for the correct development of evolution theory, they also set off a flood of genetic research which, combined with the growing understanding of the behavior of chromosomes, gave us the classical theory of genetics. This was a far-reaching synthesis, explaining many of the phenomena of heredity in terms of behavior of chromosomes. By 1950, when I was an undergraduate, classical genetics, including the idea that individual genes specify individual proteins, was essentially complete, in the sense that a textbook published then could still be used as an excellent basis for a university course today. The second great wave of advance in understanding heredity was the rise of molecular biology, resting on structural chemistry and biochemistry. And here I want to interject a completely different thought. There are really two kinds of heredity. There's the kind that's contained in our sequences of DNA. There's the other kind that's maintained, preserved, and propagated by universities. That's the heredity of culture. I don't agree with the single thought that university education should simply teach us how to think critically. It should do that, of course. But it has the responsibility, as really the only organ in societies that maintains, adds a little bit, and passes on the enormous heredity that has gathered, so far as we know, for at least 5,000 years in human writings, speech, song, dance, and so on. So now back to biology. Molecular biology got going with the proposal of the double helical structure of DNA by Watson and Crick in 1953, as you know. Knowing the molecular structure of a protein or a lipid or a carbohydrate molecule doesn't tell you what to do, doesn't tell you much. But the structure of DNA set the research agenda for the next quarter century. The structure itself literally dictated what needed to be done. It says, here I am, a long sequence of four different kinds of subunits, ATGC. And knowing that genes specify proteins, go figure out how my four-letter language is decoded into the 20 amino acid language of proteins. Or here I am, confined to the cell nucleus, but proteins are made out in the cytoplasm. So there must be an intermediate copy of my information that goes from the nucleus to the cytoplasm. Go find it, the messenger. This is DNA telling you what to do. Can you imagine a lipid molecule telling you what to do? Or here I am, the substance of genes. Genes recombine in meiosis. Go figure out how that happens. Or here I am, I mutate. Damage in me is repaired. I'm folded into chromosomes. Go find out how these things are done. Of course, it's a very big agenda. And it's dictated, like the Wizard of Oz, except this was no fraud, by a molecule. And of course, from the start, the double helix said, here I am with two complementary chains. Go figure out how this complementarity is used to make copies of myself. I first heard about the double helix in the course of being kicked out of the office of Max Delbruck, a physicist turned biologist and a founder of molecular biology. This was at Caltech, where I was a graduate student of Linus Pauling in chemistry, doing X-ray crystallography in order to learn the principles of molecular structure and then enter biology. Delbruck was in the biology division at that time, rather isolated from the chemists, and he had a fearsome reputation. Eventually, I got up my courage and went to see Delbruck to get his advice about how a young chemist could get into biology. Delbruck responded by asking me what I thought of the two papers Watson and Crick had published in Nature a few months earlier. I said I'd never heard of them. Thereupon, Max reached for a heap of reprints of the two papers he had on a shelf behind his desk and threw them at me, saying, "Get out, and don't come back until you've read them." What I heard was, "Come back." When I did go back, Delbruck talked about the unwinding problem. He thought it hydrodynamically impossible to unwind a long double helix to separate the two chains so they could each act as templates to copy new chains. He was right. So he quite reasonably concluded that the chains have to be broken to get them apart. That's right, too. But no one knew then about topoisomerases and the fact that all the breaks they make are then healed, preserving the separate integrity of the individual chains. At that time, there were three different ideas about how DNA might replicate, and a fourth possibility that I think no one talked about then. Each idea made a different prediction for how the DNA in a parental double helix would be distributed in its progeny. First, semi-conservatively, following the suggestion of Watson and Crick. Second, dispersively, as Delbruck suggested, breaking up the chains so that lengths of old chains would be joined to lengths of new chains in the progeny. Third, conservatively, with the two chains of the double helix never having come apart, remaining together generation after generation, and somehow stamping out new double helices. And then finally, which I think we didn't talk about then, is destructively, in which nothing is left of the parent chains. Talking with Delbruck made me think of an idea I had for another problem involving enzyme induction. The idea was to separate macromolecules according to density in an ultracentrifuge. You probably know of the experiment that Frank Stahl and I did in 1957, published the following year, that showed very graphically that DNA replicates semi-conservatively. The parental chains separate and remain intact, each now paired with a new chain. There isn't time to tell you about how, after 2 years of problems and glitches, we got the experiment to work, showing the sharp bands that unambiguously showed that DNA replicates semi-conservatively. Even before that, Delbruck and a few others, mostly fellow members of the so-called phage group, thought the double helix was too elegant to be wrong. But there were lots of other people who thought it was too simple to be right. After all, isn't biology very complicated and even mysterious? What our demonstration of semi-conservative replication did, I think, was to make the double helix real, when previously, to many, it was just a beautiful hypothesis based mainly on building molecular models, like Pauling's alpha helix a few years before. It remained to be proved. After semi-conservative replication, we and others went on to apply the density gradient method to several other problems: the molecular basis of genetic recombination, DNA mismatch repair, messenger RNA restriction enzymes, and other problems. After that, I became interested in a fundamental biological problem that is still unsolved: the evolutionary problem of why species that abandon sexual reproduction go extinct. We are also working on another fundamental unsolved problem in biology: what drives the aging process. So there are lots of really fundamental problems left, to say nothing about the human brain. A major change in biological research since the rise of molecular biology has been the advent of what's called big data and projects involving the participation of many, even hundreds, maybe someday thousands of scientists. Current examples are the Human Genome Project, of course, and the big new human brain projects in the European Union to build a supercomputer to emulate the human brain, and in the United States to map all the connections to the 86 million neurons in our brains. Still, I expect that, as in the past, many of the major advances will come from individuals or small groups. But whether you work in a small group or a big one, with small data or big data, you are fortunate to be starting just now. Now I've added one more sentence while sitting here. I read in a translation of the Roman philosopher Epictetus that although we are all bound together as members of a society, take some time to think about what kind of life you want to lead, and what kind of life you want to live, and what kind of person you want to be. I wish you the best.
Thank you, Dr. Messelson. When I received, along with other members of the Honorary Doctorates Committee, a very strong recommendation from the Faculty of Science and then the Senate to award an honorary doctorate to Dr. Messelson, I looked at the material. I'm not a scientist, so I figured I'd do my homework and read up on him. And I came to the conclusion, after thinking about it, that this must be somebody who probably got his doctorate at the age of 14, one of these geniuses we keep reading about. And yet, last night, I was sitting next to Dr. Messelson at a dinner that was hosted by our principal, and he told me that he'd quit high school. He pretty much had it, didn't think that was for him. And obviously, he went back and they say, as they say, the rest is history. Now, I recently turned 80, and Dr. Messelson is older than I am. And so it gave me great encouragement that I still have lots of things I want to do. And when you think about it, the people sitting, the students graduating today, on average, probably will live another 15, even 20 years longer than those of us who graduated, along with Dr. Messelson, 60 years ago or longer. So the thing that I want to convey to you is don't feel you have to get everything done right away. You've got time to think about it, time to try different things out before you feel that the world has passed you by. I call upon Professor Weibel. We'll now proceed with the conferral of academic degrees, and je fais appel au vice-principal exécutif, Mr. Anthony Massey, pour commencer la procédure formelle. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from the Faculty of Science to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their mortarboard or hat. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who have already earned an undergraduate degree will keep their mortarboard on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. In most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to each student by a dean or delegate as he or she leaves the stage. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduate students. I now invite Professor David Ragsdale to present the graduates, Professor Laura Nielsen, Associate Dean of Postgraduate and Doctoral Studies, will distribute diplomas to the graduate students, and Professor Martin Grant, Dean of the Faculty of Science, will present them to undergraduates. Class of 2013, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy, Helen Jensen. Lisa Ann Jones. Catherine Labbé. Sarah LaBella. Yu Lu. Janet Ellen Alexander Prince. Jonathan Arthur Whiteley. Tong Zhang. For the degree of Master of Science, Sunkika Avlijas. Raushira Ashley Castaneda. Patrick Andrew Januka Vicius. Liane Lavasseur. Jessica Helen Middleton. Andrea Jane Reed. Guillaume Vandal. Nirel Witz. Li Zheng. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Rita George Abu Haydar. Rachel Evelyn Edelman. Abu Bakr Siddiq Ahmed. Sarah Al-Habian, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Rula Al-Tuma. Travis Allen, Distinction. Alexandra Apkarian. Brian John Mitchell Argue. Gurvinder Singh Baines, Distinction. Tanzila Basrin, Dean's Honor List. Emily Beatrice Baxter, Dean's Honor List. Madeline Grace Bain, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Ilana Mara Birnbaum, Distinction. Stephen Gabriel Mitchell Bishop. Hyunji Bu. Charles Hudson Berger. Diago Moraes Ulloa Carriz. William Nevin Karen, Distinction. Zoya Chaudhry. Andrew Connor Chin. Preston Anthony Chin. Stephanie Chiu. Omar Chaudhry. Laura Cicchiarelli. Carolyn Coloza. Michael Cordero Matos. Laura D'Alessandro. Laura Elbaz. Malika Kakimova. Emily Elizabeth Erkinen, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Lori Sophie Experton. Muhammad Faisal. Warner Jens Finstad. Aurore Natalie Fonderflick, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Stuart Foster. Tanya Stella Fotakis. Russell Frank, Distinction. Giuseppe Frenda, Dean's Honor List. Michael David Froelich, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology, Dean's Honor List. Gregory Giorgio. Louis Gervais, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Amanda Gipps, Distinction. Elizabeth Mary Gowing, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Jasmine Elena Gretton. Renee Gutland. Susanna Hakopian Distinction. Neil Allen Hamilton. Sang Myung Han, Dean's Honor List. Jacob Eric Hardy. Amy Harrington, Distinction. Aaron Haas, Dean's Convocation Prize, Dean's Honor List. Alia Aquil Januala. Emma Jane Jessen. Hei-Yung Jun. Merganka Kale. Distinction, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Nabitha Kanagaratnam, Dean's Honor List. Miriam Kabir, Distinction. Michael Mead. Michaela Leah Kaufman. Elisha Emma Crowe. Rachel La Selva. Ashley Ho Ki Lam. Marissa Edith Lawson. Chai Sing Lee. Zoe Levine. Jie Yi Liang. Allison Elaine Liu Spilger. Marie Nell Lopez. Ingrid Marie Lund, Distinction, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology. Esther Yi Ting Mak. Jennifer Kelly McInnes. Brandon Ryan McKenzie. Alexander McHale, Distinction. Andrew Albert Paul Mingay. Justin Maureen, first class honors in anatomy and cell biology, Jack Bloomer Prize in Science, Dean's Honor List. Abisha Elanganathan Nadaraja. Marie Helen Than Van No. Stephen Nobile, Dean's Honor List. Analika Ebubechukwa Nwakezi. Nwakaku Nina Oker. Yan Jin Pan, Distinction. Rue Perkins, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Claire Marie Peterson. Eris Julia Perivulescu. Alicia Jenna Punja. Ada Rachel Posner, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Suresh Prakash. Laura Elizabeth Pratt. Andrea Melissa Prince. John Chow. Goynaz Rasgalam. Ketrin Bianca Resch, Dean's Honor List. Clark Roger Robertson, Distinction. Maxwell Anthony Rosenfeld. Ariel Sabah. Taylor Dene Salisbury, Distinction. Soo Hee Sok. Andrea Marie Satini. Arjun Vijay Kumar Sharma, Dean's Honor List. Lior Shernan, Distinction. Jeffrey Andrew Silverstein. Rachel Simmons. Joanne Wing Yang Siu. Andrea Starostecki. Erica Stivelman. Samara Michael Strub. Omaid Saifula Khan Tanoli, Distinction. Catherine Thal Dubey. Sharon Locke Guan To. Adrienne Tien En To. Jennifer Tran. Jacqueline Maya Vanek, Dean's Honor List. Alessia Catherine Vincelli. Rehab Wally. Matthew James Walsh Moreau. Victor Ying Wang, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Evan Weber, Distinction. Siyu Shi. Han Yan, Dean's Honor List. Norman Yao, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Jiang Ki Yu. Amy Yuan, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. Ivan Zvonar, Distinction, First Class Honors in Anatomy and Cell Biology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biochemistry, Lynn Karen Akinocho. Martin Nicholas Alois, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Diego Alonso Bedoya Soto. Carl Jacob Giacomin Beeman. Maria Camisano. Nicole Amanda Cappadocia Asali. Sheldon Joshua Carvalho. Jean Daniel Castonier, Distinction. Shruti Chakravarthy. Vicky Wei Yi Chen. Ji Yu Chen, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Janet Z. Jing Chung. Vishnukanth Shivasu Brahmanyam. Lan Ding, Dean's Honor List. Yunjiang Gong. Shi Bo Feng. Maria Cyril Viaje Garcia. Vivek Govind Kumar. Zhu Chao Gu, Distinction. Hei Yung Ham. Jacqueline Adriana Herndon, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Man Him Hon. Matthew Yu, Honors in Biochemistry. Kevin Richard Jepson, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Ki Bum Kim. Sophie Jean Cranky. Dexter Ho Yu Kwok. Lee Rose Lascala, Dean's Honor List. Zhu Ying Li. Tyler Morris Levy, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Elizabeth Jane Lee. Xinlu Li, Honors in Biochemistry. Juliza Ariani Liu, sorry. Catherine Jane Liu. Chao Cheng Liu, Dean's Honor List. Francis Lussier. Eric Ma, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Grant Donald Charles McNeil, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Angela Patricia Marin. Alexander Patrick McNulty, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Yoon-Jin Min. Jenna Mulsna. Dia Mohammed Mustafa. Michael Gilbert Nierink, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Jenna Karen Ott. Tong Pang, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Devang Patel, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Joel Emmanuel Pautinski. Alexandra Paula Perez Menal. Piratip Pratum Sawan, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Teresa Prioriello, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Kush Mishra Prithipal. Jessica Louise Rutledge. Sarah Hussam Sabube. Mohammed Farooz Siraj. Maria Suvarova. Tenas Valipuram. Monica Sergueva Viktorova. Liu Yang. Guanhan Yo. Ying Lu Zhang, First Class Honors in Biochemistry. Qian Qian Zhou. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology, Mina Naz Ananadolo. Oops. Linda Balabanian. Saban Elaine Beacom. Carolyn Billette, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Christine Lee Ann Button, Distinction. Sophie Gabrielle Carlson, Distinction. Holiday Claire Carter, Distinction. Lisa C. Ying Chen. John Thomas Chmara. Sebastian Pierre Close Versailles. Samantha Ruth Cohen. Jessica Diane. Jessica Drabeck. Natasha Dudek, First Class Honors in Biology, Distinction. Philippe Durand, Distinction. Leanne Elchishin. Hannah Fakim. Lucy Teresa Federico. Pablo Matias Fenton. Etienne Fortier Dubois, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Chen Guan. Paige Victoria Homi, First Class Honors in Biology, Frank Wigler Prize in Ecology, Dean's Honor List. Ilana Storm Houston. Tara Angela Irwin. Savannah Jackson. Kimberly Katrina Jensen. Yu Chi Cao, Distinction. Alexandra Katigbak, Dean's Honor List. Arij Kazmi. Alex Michael Carbo. Yasmin Kawajki, Distinction. Amelia Marie Koster. Adrian Lazarevic Fogelquist. Chantal Lavasseur. Catherine Leyens, Distinction. Andrea Christina Lofano. Jacqueline Angela Lahawe, Distinction. Hui Jun Ma. Mitchell Raymond Montella. Jacqueline Maria Mataluna. Lauren Elizabeth Mechak. Gregory Adam Mayer. Shrisha Mohit. Daniel Monaco. Isabel Evelyn Moore, Dean's Honor List. Estelle Mae Shan Morin, Distinction. Tyler Lynch Moulton, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Anna Naylor, Distinction. Helena Nesek. Michaela Jordan Nixon, Muriel Roscoe Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Jillian Deandra Oliver, Phantom Memorial Prize in Biology, First Class Honors in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Amy Isabel Pack. Lorena Penate, First Class Honors in Biology. Flavia Papini. John Petrakos. Yasmina Ramal. Lisa Salza. Stephanie Scudras, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Stephanie Valerie Schooner. Logan James Smith, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Tambasco, Distinction. Cecile Tang, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Kelsey Renee Thibault, First Class Honors in Biology, Penhallow Prize in Biology, Dean's Honor List. Shelby Jane Thompson, Dean's Honor List. Melissa Chin Yin Tom, Distinction. Duo Wang, Distinction, First Class Honors in Biology. Karen Wang, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Gregory Shongyin Yang Kam Wing. Tomomi Yoshida. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Chemistry for Teachers, Sarah Trunkus, also receiving a Bachelor in Education. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Biology and Mathematics, Runa Lee Das. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Immunology, Stephanie Jeanette Aruthas, First Class Honors in Immunology. Joyce Chen, First Class Honors in Immunology. Jules Hugo Eustache, First Class Honors in Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Daisy Xiaoshi Ji, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors in Immunology, Governor General Silver Medal, and Dean's Honor List. Jiho Kim, Distinction, First Class Honors in Immunology. Naomi Lee, first class honors in immunology. Sarah Margaret McWaig, first class honors in immunology, Dean's honor list. Tracy Yem, distinction, first class honors in immunology. Andrew Russell Rabinovich, first class honors in immunology, Dean's honor list. Thomas Da Cheng Ying, distinction, first class honors in immunology. Min Su Yoon, distinction, first class honors in immunology. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Microbiology and Immunology, Joe Abdul Massey. Nicholas Basque Cortez. Natan Ben Susan, distinction, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Spencer Inner Thomas Berg, distinction. Min Kyung Cho, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Anthony Cimino, distinction, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Jonathan Martin Cloutier. Audrey Connolly. Danielle Nadia Curtis. Distinction, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Yannick Sear. Isabelle Deloger, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Gertruda Evaristo, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Martin Geller, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Nicole Lapointe. Stephanie Lavallee. Jun Yun Lee. William Lemieux. Patrick Lipek-Zuski. Matthew Mancini, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Alex Xiang Mao. Edward Stephen Mason, EGD Murray Prize in microbiology, first class honors in microbiology and immunology, Major Hiram Mills Medal, Dean's Honor List. Laura Elizabeth Mendonca. Alicia Mikhailovic. Jennifer Kimberly Peltier, first class honors in microbiology and immunology. Augusta Maria Paird. Sophie Robitaille. Alexander Gareth Samworth, Sean Maxwell Seltzer, Vernon Sivapalan, Nishath Rumuna Sayed, Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Mi Tan. Magali Tardif. Timothy Ho Man Sang. Monica Ng. Olivia Gabrielle Varsano. Alejandra Maria Vila. Erica Lauren Williston. Distinction, First Class Honors in Microbiology and Immunology. Yi Ji Joanna Xu. Jacqueline Ga Yu Yip, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Anastasia Ziavras. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Neuroscience, Amin Awad, Dean's Honor List. Anouk Maria Benseler, Distinction. Camille Boudreau Pinsonneau, Dean's Honor List. Lauren Claire Bourgeois, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Miles Timothy Byworth, Dean's Honor List. Ben Deveret, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Claudio Avram Domokos, Dean's Honor List. Gabriella Susan Gilmore, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Sean Haffey, Distinction. Haitian He, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Chengji Huang. Amy Huang, Dean's Honor List. Chen Shuo Jin. Ali Kassam. Carolyn Kudo, Distinction. Mark Kirkjian. Jen Ho Liu, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Donald Angus McIsaac, Distinction. Mashiat Majid. Katie Rose Matina, Dean's Honor List. Catherine Marie McCann, Dean's Honor List. Karina Anita Mwan Darbari. Rebecca Mina Oaksen-Hendler, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Allison Kate Auer, Distinction. Joey Curtis Prisney, Distinction. Yan Nin Guan Yu. Nikita Florence Robbins, Distinction. Alicia Rosenzweig. Natalie Kathleen Saunders. Amy Smith Diok, Dean's Honor List. Christine Sneedahl. Alexander Carl Swearcott. Vanessa Helena Tabry. Jordan Leonard Townsend. Po Chi Angela Wang, Dean's Honor List. Nebras Mustasan Warsi, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, Dean's Honor List. Yutong Yang. Sandra Vanathi Yogendran. Veronica Wei Zhong Yuk, Distinction. Maria Zamfir, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Pharmacology, Kelsey Elizabeth Anderson. Andrea Christine Becker, Dean's Honor List. Sean Basu. Jillian Carly Burston. Lindsay Paige Cameron. Yisheng Kiao, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Amy Rebecca Castro. Eric Chad. Evelyn Mayan Chin. Pauline Desieu. Matthew William Dolson. Batam Duong, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Laura Marie Heath. Amelia Mawat Petch, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Mary Haddad. Jita Michelle Horodny, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Sana Iqbal. Jessica Lamb, Distinction. Sung Hoon Lee, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Si Wen Liu. Evelyn Manukian. Emma Mitchell. Imge Ozugergin. Lauren Casey Pincus. Lauren Ray Richardson. Kyle Matthew Saikali, Dean's Honor List. Carter Hugh Vaughn Smith, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Kathleen Elizabeth Sullivan, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Maria Claudia Vladui. Vanessa Renee Williams. Elaine C.O. Shi, Distinction, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Jacques Xiaofeng Zhang, First Class Honors in Pharmacology, Dean's Honor List. Yi Xiao Zheng. Wen Zhu, Distinction, First Class Honors in Pharmacology. Nanqing Zhu, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology. Isabella Albanis, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Gregory Armeos. Radu Gabrielle Avramescu, Dr. Kathleen Taru Prize in Physiology, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Carolyn Helen Charlotte Baldwin, Distinction. Daphne Beaulieu. Anna Alicia Beltran Bless, Distinction. Aaron Benderoff, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Apurva Bhandari. Hikaru James Bolt. Brittany Ann Borman. Lance Quang Yem Bui. Rebecca Katharina Canam, Dean's Honor List. Richard Bowling Carroza. Francesco Dean Castino. Sabrina Cesar. David Yuri Kane. Edmund Chung. Vanessa Clusio. Rebecca Cohn, Distinction. Justin Nicholas Colavincenzo, Distinction. Lara Maria De Stefano. Amberpreet Carr Dillon. Jeffrey Christopher Downey. Pilar Ziad El Hamouri. Jamie Lynn Emery. Blake Farber. Jacqueline Sarah Frank. Raquel Julia Frank, Distinction. Nitai Gelber, Dean's Honor List. Chloe Grover. Ricarda Hager. George He, Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Hedges. Sanjita Natasha Polk. Jihao Huang. Mark Jakunski, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Dustin Blake Jans, Dean's Honor List. Daniel Robert Kaufman, Distinction. Alicia Khan. Naveen Perwez Khan. Kira Kilmartin. Samantha Latremoul. Amanda Manki Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Chris Lee. Jane C. Yang Lee, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Stephen Patrick Lefrain, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Xun Shi Lin. Bonnie Liu. Sammy Chuk Yi Liu, Distinction. Tyler Stephen Manning. Alexandra Michelle Marcus. Catherine Ann McKay. K. Kelly Renee McMahon. Andrea Millesan. Samuel Adam Mollott Tolker. Irtisam Murtaza, Dean's Honor List. Connor Daniel James O'Donnell. Yingzhu Edward Pan. Alexa Patoin. Alessandro Pedicelli, Distinction. Jonathan Francis Jeffrey Phillips. Polina Pietruczuk. Praya Prabhakar. Daniel Rabipur, Distinction. Sean Seonmin Ra. Hardy Thomas Rath Wilson. Leah Katrina Restivo, Distinction. David Jacob Robison. Olivia Ann Rotondi. Zoe Sam Rubin. Miriam Sahi. Manjima Salim. Ali Salimi. Ashley Shimin Si. Hunter Stephen Shaw. Chloe Rachel Shaw. Stephen Anthony Silvestrin. Marina Svetanova Simonova. Elizabeth Ann Sinclair. Holly Marianne Stacy. Stephanie Ray Sudaby. Ashley Taba. Carolyn Talon, Distinction, First Class Honors in Physiology. Sade Abena Tamir. Jeffrey So. Harmony Sin Man Sui, First Class Honors in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Brittany Danielle Lee Velboom. Grace Z. Ye Wang. Caitlin Sarah Wiseman, Distinction. Jasmine Wong. Ru Xing Xing. Camilla Danyi Yu. Ola Muhammad Zain El Din. Christina Rui Zhang, Dean's Honor List. Kate Qian Yu Zhang. Jess Sean Zuckerman, Dr. Kathleen Taru Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Physiology and Physics, Leah Asquini, Distinction. Zachary Max Dulberg, Dr. Kathleen Taru Prize in Physiology, Dean's Honor List. Vladimir Groza, Dean's Multidisciplinary Undergraduate Research List. Megan Caitlin Grundy, Dean's Honor List. Christopher Kichak DeRoy. Stephanie Michelle Neron. Adam Douglas Patterson, Distinction. Amen Shaheen, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Arts and Science, Catherine Bonnycastle, Distinction, First Class Honors in Cognitive Science.
Thank you, Professor Ragsdale. Now, would the graduating class please rise? Je demande à tous les diplômés de se lever. À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat que vous a été conféré, avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now, as you know, But a month from now, Professor Heather Monroe Bloom will be stepping down as principal and vice chancellor after serving for 10.5 years. As someone who has worked with her since her arrival at McGill to assume this position, and especially in the last 4 years of chancellor, I can personally attest to the extraordinary contribution she has made to this great institution. Please rise and join me in extending to Professor Monroe Bloom our most sincere thanks for a very difficult and demanding job performed with intelligence, grace, fortitude, and enormous success. And I ask that you remain standing as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. Ce que nous venions et ce que nous allions, âmes de plein d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And to conclude the ceremony, Professor Winston Purdy will sing our national anthem.
Oh, Thank you.